young guys can tend to be that way, but he's yet to see that out of this in 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think at the end of the day, when you look at our group, you know, we're about one thing and one thing only, and that's winning. You know, guys aren't out for themselves to, you know, pad the stats. They're not going out there and being selfish and putting others in bad situations. We go out there and we do our job, and we do what we need to do within the scheme of the defense. And like I said, if we keep doing that, we got some great things that can happen moving forward.
I don't think one quarterback has looked comfortable with this defense this year. I mean, is that the goal, just to make those guys rattle and hurry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, number one, it always starts with stopping the run. That's going to be any team we play. Is we have to stop the run and put them in those situations where they have to throw the ball. And once we get them in those situations, that's what we want to do. You know, it's not necessarily all about sack numbers or things like that. You know, at the end of the day, we want to get a bunch of sacks. But what's more important to us is making sure that we're getting hits on the quarterback, that we're getting around his feet, that we're frustrating them, that we're having to make a move in the pocket and do some things that they don't want to do. Because now they can't sit there and look downfield for the 50-yard bombs. They gotta pay attention to where we're at or up front.
Brian, you've got to the point now where people are going to be expecting you to win every week. How do you think you guys are equipped to just roll with this now?
Well, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. At the end of the day, we can't look forward. We can't look in the past. We've got to keep doing what we've been doing, which is focus on the task at hand, you know, focus on the present, and just all 11 guys keep doing their job. At the end of the day, that's what has made us successful so far, and we've got to keep doing it moving forward.
Some are saying this is a trap game. What made this not a trap?
Well, I think any time when you start winning ball games, people are going to start calling them trap games and things like that, because they expect you to eventually lose. So for us, you know, we don't. Like I said, I think the one thing that's helping us is we're not looking towards the next game, and we don't look in the game we just finished. You know, we concentrate on the team at hand, and this week was the Houston Texans, and we'll enjoy this for a little bit, but when we come back to work, you know, that game's in the past. We'll concentrate on the Texas game, but I mean the Philadelphia game. But at the end of the day, I think the thing about this team that allows us to keep doing the things that we're doing is we don't pay attention to all the outside things. We concentrate on the things that we have to do in order to be successful.